Athabasca. An alternative to honor a longtime Athabasca volunteer will be put forward after a request to the Athabasca Regional Multiplex Society, ARMS, to dedicate the sound booth at the Nancy Appleby Theater, NAT, to Tim McKenna was declined. At the January 17 ARMS meeting, General Manager Rhonda Alex read a letter from the Big River Arts Society requesting the sound booth be named for McKenna, who passed away April 16 of last year. McKenna was an avid volunteer in the local arts community and beyond, working as the sound person for many performances at the NAT, from school plays to dance recitals, and also helped set up the sound system at the Athabasca United Church. Currently, the multiplex does not have a naming rights policy to honor patrons who were directly involved in any portion of the multiplex facilities, Alex said. We do have a naming rights policy, but it all talks about donations, it doesn't talk about the honoring. Town Councilor and Society Chair Dave Paholik recalled the former water treatment plant, now the raw intake system, was renamed recently when all three councils, Town, County, and Boyle, decided to go to a more generic name. The building had been named for the former town of Athabasca Cown. John M. Sticken, who passed away in 1986, I think going forward I have an issue with naming for specific people, because as far as Tim McKenna goes, he did a lot of good work and so have other people, he said. So where do we stop on this policy of naming a facility? He suggested a plaque could be placed in McKenna's honor instead, allowing others to do the same and avoid any conflict over naming rights. Even a plaque, though, does not fall under the current ARM policies, but something could under the town of Athabasca's. We do have a memorial policy regarding benches, said Town of Athabasca Sow Rachel Ramey. I do believe I was talking to someone about having a bench outside the theater placed. It falls in our memorial policy. The exterior grounds fall under the town's umbrella, while the inside of the building is operated by the ARMS. I think part of that is when there's a donation in someone's name, they cover the cost, said Town of Athabasca Mayor and ARMS Director Rob Belay. So, if we're going to suggest that to them, it should include what those costs will be. A bench is about $2,500, a lot more than what they're thinking they would be spending. The society members decided to refer the letter back to the town and have Ramey respond with options which fall under the town's memorial policy, and the ARM Society will look at creating its own policy for future requests. I think before making a decision we have to create a policy, said Alex. We have to have a policy in place that's approved before we were ever to say yes to that. H. Stocking at athabasca.greatwest.ca